Good morning. My guest this morning is Attila Nagy from the May 1st Coalition. Good morning, Attila.
Good morning, Roland.
May 1st is International Workers' Day, and the same march as usual is going to happen. One of my favorite outdoor marches, by the way. It's a wonderful event. Tell them about it.
Yes, it's a family event, so bring the
really,
family.
Really, it is.
Of course it is, yeah. It's a little bit different this time because we'll be gathering in Roseland at what is called now Roseland Village, the old Albertsons parking lot, and marching down to Courthouse Square around downtown. So we'll march a little bit around downtown and back to Courthouse Square for a short rally with some music and I think just one speaker there, actually. And then back to Roseland for a greater rally, a little of festivities with music and food and drinks.
Great. So back to Roseland where there's really more space to gather and let things happen.
Yes, and people do. I mean, they leave their cars there when they march, so, you know, and then straggle back. So this way we'll just have the event right there.
I always like to know what number it is. Do you know what is this the 15th or the—
This is actually the 10th year.
The 10th year. Okay. And how many people customarily come to march?
Well, you know, it's hard to determine. It depends on the folks listening right now to tell their friends and their neighbors. And there's very many reasons to come out, you know, as always. But this year, just because of the wealth disparity, the immigration issues, you know, police accountability, what's happening in Mexico. There are a lot of people who are here from Mexico, and they have to be here, you know, because of the conditions down
there,
which unfortunately this country creates also.
Well, I'm always pleased that it's, of all the marches that happen during the year, this is the one that is somehow, although it's completely serious and about absolutely crucial matters, it still turns out to be a wonderful get-together, a wonderful event.
It's kind of like a reunion for people. I see that.
Right? I don't have any wood to knock, but I know it's going to be a beautiful day.
Yes. Well, you know, in 2006, 10,000 people showed up. So it's the numbers have come down because people think maybe things are better, but actually they're actually getting worse. So there's good reason to come out, folks.
Well, there's a huge list of organizations that are part of this event. Why don't you talk about a few of them?
Well, it's the May 1st Coalition consists of several organizations, which is North Bay Labor Council, Comité Vida, Jobs with Justice. I'm reading down here because I can't remember them all.
Right,
Green,
I know.
The Green Party, Peace and Justice Center, did I say that? Also, Project Censored. So those are a few.
What's your feeling about the sort of central events? I know you mentioned a few a moment ago, but the central events that are being addressed on International Workers' Day 2015.
Well, our theme this time is solidarity, human rights for all, which encompasses pretty much everything as everything is related. You know, social justice on both sides of the border, end homelessness, affordable housing, immigrant rights, police accountability, stop racism, and also about the free trade policy, which the unions will be talking about, the TPP, to stop that, the fast track for that.
That is a lot of stuff. I just got a letter back from Dianne Feinstein in answer to my asking her to stop the TPP. It seemed okay. I wouldn't suspect her to do it, but time will tell.
Yeah, it's to be seen.
Yeah. Attila, thanks for coming in, and thanks for being central to putting all this together as you have been year by year.
Well, we're all working on it.
Right. I'll be there. Let's tell people once again that this is a May Day march and rally on Friday, May the 1st, which is International Workers' Day. I like to think of it as the real Labor Day.
That's right. All over the world.
At Roseland Plaza, where the old Albertsons parking, the old Albertsons Market used to be on Sebastopol Road near Dutton Avenue. That's where you gather. You gather about 4 o'clock. The march begins at 4:30, and just follow the leader. For information, 795-1044. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.